Hey, it's Scotty McCreary. Is this Jared?
Scotty, it is Jared. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to have you. It's not every day that we have a Grand Ole Opry alum on the show.
Well, I'm glad to be on today. I appreciate it.
So you've been a member of the Grand Ole Opry for just about a year now. And so going to the night that they welcomed you in, it was Josh Turner that was the guy that said the official welcome. And that's pretty cool because it was his music that you auditioned on American Idol with all those years ago.
Yeah, it was. I was and still am such a fan of Josh and his music. Matter of fact, I just introduced my little 2.5-year-old to Long Black Train because he loves Choo Choo Train. So yeah, I'm such a fan. And so for that to happen was really full circle moment for me.
Oh, no kidding, man. Josh Turner welcoming you in, getting the invite from Garth Brooks. I would imagine, like, especially at this point, there's probably a lot of those little full circle moments.
Yeah, there are. I mean, you know, it's speaking of the Opry, just getting the chance to be there. They just celebrated 100 years on NBC the other night, and I got to be there with a lot of my heroes, and I'm standing there talking with Blake Shelton and Randy Travis, and it's like, oh my word, like these were the soundtracks of my childhood, you know, and I'm just kind of shooting the breeze with them. So pretty wild.
Yeah. And I mean, in that moment, you're literally on the same level as them. Like, you're sharing a stage and sharing a space with them. Get, you know, this stage of the game. Like, does it feel real yet? Or are you still pinching yourself?
Oh, you know, I think I go back and forth in that. You know, in my head, even just hearing you say that, I was like, I don't know that I would put me on the same level with those guys. But, you know, the fact that I get to sing country music for a living, to have my songs on the radio, I mean, those were my wildest dreams as a kid. So to see them come true is pretty crazy. So,
no kidding, man. Not everybody gets to enjoy that. Really, really excited, man. We're going to have you in Saskatoon on Monday. How's the tour been going?
It's been good. I mean, we've been kind of going all year, but we're just getting up to Canada, this coming up week. So we're excited to get up there. We got a lot of my own shows. We got a lot of shows with Kane Brown, and me and the band, we've been talking about this run for a while. So everybody's excited.
When you're going through Canada, are there any sights you're most excited to see, like when you're not on stage?
Me and the band love our Tim Hortons. We love our coffee. We love our donuts. So that's a good one for us. You'll probably catch us in a bunch.
Well, I know with your music, you've always balanced modern country with you have a deep respect for traditional sensibilities with country music. And I'm just curious, when you're writing new music, how do you decide where to push the boundaries and where to keep yourself rooted?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just a feel thing. I think I know if it feels like something that I want to sing or you know, if it's the lyrics, if it's something that feels relatable to me in my life. So, you know, a lot of times I'll keep the music to myself and my writers and producers before I send it to everybody on the business side of things, because I like to live with it and make sure it feels right first. So, you know, I listen to all the opinions out there because a lot of people have been doing it longer than I've been alive. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's gotta feel right to me, you know?
Well, absolutely. And I would imagine, like, it's very much a balancing act between what feels right to you and, you know, what's right on the business side. And I know while you've had multiple number one hits, I'm wondering if there's maybe a song in your catalog that you feel was a little bit underrated or, you know, deserved a little bit more love.
You know, I think I'm sure every artist has their favorites, you know, that didn't quite get the push, you know, at radio or, you know, out in the world. But there's a song on this last record, Slow Dance. To me, that I personally just love, and you know, I'm not sure it's gonna get the radio love or the single love, but that's one. And then if you go back a few records, there was a song called "Forget to Forget You," and I still think it's just a smash that's just kind of sitting there, you know, and never quite got the love. But maybe one day we can kind of revive it and put it on a different record or something.
Scotty McCreary on the phone with us right now. His show coming up in Saskatoon, TCU Place on Monday. I know. So you've been American Idol was 2011, and that was, you know, obviously where the big train started for you, but you've been in the industry for over a decade now since then. I'm just, is there something that you know now that you wish you would have known when you first, you know, plunged into the industry?
Yeah, I mean, probably what we were just talking about, you know, feeling those songs and taking your time with the music, you know. I think I probably rushed that first record a little bit as opposed to making sure it was right. And, you know, nowadays that's the most important thing I do, you know. I mean, I tour around the world and do different show dates and do photo shoots or interviews. But at the end of the day, it's like the music is what, you know, my grandkids are going to be listening to and, you know, people will remember you by. So I would probably tell myself, just be a little patient as far as the music goes. You know, if I'm talking to 2011 me,
making sure it's, you know, the right thing to release rather than rushing it and just for the sake of having it finished.
Yeah. Just having something out there. You know, we didn't want to lose the momentum or, you know, knock it out there quick enough for this kind of Christmas sales week or something. But nah, you gotta, at the end of the day, you just gotta make sure the music is right.
Absolutely, man. Well, again, Scotty McCreary, we are so excited to have you in Saskatoon. And like, personally, I'm really excited. I watched you on American Idol with my parents. So for me, it's going to be a nice full circle moment getting to see you perform. So what can fans expect if they haven't bought a ticket to your show yet? What kind of a show are they in for if they decide to hop in?
Yeah, well, if you love country music, you know, we got a show for you. I mean, I love the classics, and I mean, we'll obviously sing my stuff, but we'll sing some of my influences as well. And I'm still a young guy out here. It feels like I've been doing this forever, but I'm still only 31. So I'll be left, right, running around the stage, you know, you name it. I can't sit still on stage. So it'll be a high energy show and full of country music. So it should be fun.
We're excited to have you here, man. Safe travels on your way here, and best of luck with the rest of the tour, man.
I appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing everybody.
Scotty McCreary, thank you so much, and have a fantastic rest of your week,
Hey, I appreciate it. Absolutely. You as well. We'll see you soon.